Okay, so this is Daniel Needlestone, and I'm talking now over the phone to Rabbi Pete Tobias. And I'll ask you first, Pete, if you can tell us really quickly a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a rabbi of the Liberal Synagogue, Wall Street, a liberal rabbi. I have been doing that job as a rabbi in various places for some 20 years. Prior to that, I was a primary school teacher, and I've used the various educational aspects of my studies in all sorts of ways in my life as a rabbi as well, running from accounts and other educational activities.
Great. So hopefully you've seen a little bit about the Purpose Project, and there's two questions I have to ask you. The first question is, how should we educate people in the future? So I'd love to hear your views or opinions on that.
Sure. I think that educating people generally is a very critical element of human development, as Christianism. I mean, that's no different now than it was 500, 1,000, or 2,000 years ago. What's changed is the amount of knowledge that we have and the methods by which we can impart that knowledge to others, and also the ways in which we evaluate whether or not we've actually managed to impart that knowledge. And that's, I think, one of the biggest difficulties that we have in our current society. It's a very exam-based education system that requires children of various ages and the various stages of their education to prove to someone else that they have remembered something. And it seems to be the first exercise of memory, and I suspect there's, well, I know that there's more to knowledge than just remembering a series of facts. But how to evaluate that is a problem that we face, and also how to teach that is a problem that we face. But education, I think, generally is about making our young people, if we assume it's education for children, but anybody really, able to fulfill their potential for the benefit of themselves and for society and indeed the world in which they live. And that, whilst it sounds very vague and very noble, I think it's the key element of any education process. If it's an education process that is simply geared to producing children who can succeed at exams, which is just a case of repeating that one that's been told, then it becomes very more self-defeating, the sort of self-repeating process that doesn't serve any value at all. How do we do that is another question altogether. Well, I think that the kind of education process where individuals are valued and are felt to be valued and are given the opportunity to develop critical faculties and also to learn to appreciate as well as just to be critical. I mean, critical can be a positive view of the world as well as just being one that always criticizes it. And then to be able to express themselves and the values that they have learned and use whatever they've learned in the way that will enrich their lives and the lives of those around them.
Thank you. We've got 2 minutes left now, so in 2 minutes is a bit of a challenge now, but what can we do right now to solve some of those problems you mentioned? I think there were three or four key areas, which I won't repeat now for sake of time.
The key areas, I suppose, are we need to try to somehow get away from an education system that's geared towards proving how much you know in terms of facts, and trying to find a way of evaluating the participants in that education system for who they are and what they are able to give to themselves and to the society of which they're going to be a part. And the way, I think, to move that forward is a much more person-centred type of education, the sort of education that takes place in primary schools, where the experience is very much geared towards developing each individual child, rather than, from what little I know of it, but to be fair, I've been in secondary schools since I was in one or two years ago, more than 1 or 2 years ago, like 50K. But the idea that children are there to be moulded and developed rather than just have information shoved into them in the hope that they'll then be able to regurgitate them. So if there is a single, simple answer, which there isn't, but if I was trying to sum it up in a sentence in a 3 seconds, I have the main thing be just to say to value individuals and to find ways of nurturing their individuality and their potential rather than making them feel like failures by the age of 11 or 15 or 18 or whatever we choose to remind them of the fact that they can fail something.
Okay, thank you very much, and perfect timing. We have 5 seconds remaining, and I'd like to say I agree with everything, and thanks, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
You too, my man. Take care.